Now, Boyd has spoken very eloquently about the new title of environment, so it seems particularly appropriate now to invite a minister from DEFRA, who has responsibilities for the natural environment, to speak to us now. So may I offer a very warm welcome to Trudy Harrison.
Thank you, and I am really delighted to be here. It seems there's been quite a lot of plugging already from previous speakers, and I would like to plug the Environmental Improvement Plan. Not least because of the name change that you have decided on. And I think it's so appropriate, because gone are the days when we choose our plants, and I'm certainly one of those 30 million keen gardeners, for their beauty, or their scent, or their shape, or their form. Absolutely, nowadays, we choose our plants based on how they will enhance nature, provide pollen for the pollinators, and for so many other reasons. And I know for our economy, the horticulture sector is worth about £1.5 billion in 2022. We're investing in DEFRA, including £160 million in the future technologies. We've got the Genetic Technology Act, and we're supporting the Institute for Agriculture and Horticulture as well. When I go through the Environmental Improvement Plan, which is essentially my Bible across DEFRA for all that we need to achieve for the environment, for society, and also for our economy as well, across all of those 262 pages and 10 goals, which I've made a quick note of, we start with thriving plants and wildlife. The apex target is to stop the decline of nature and improve nature's abundance. But we go on to talk about clean air, clean and plentiful water. We talk about the impacts of chemicals and pesticides, of maximising resources and minimising waste. Using resources from nature sustainably, mitigating and adapting to climate change, reducing risk from environmental hazards, enhancing biosecurity, and my favourite, Goal 10. Rather a long title, but I think the most important thing we can do in society for our environment is about enhancing beauty, heritage, and engagement with the natural environment. And I think gardens are absolutely included within that. The parks that we're supporting, the commitment that everybody, wherever they live in this country, can be within a green or a blue space within 15 minutes. Absolutely, every part of that plays into what you do here with the horticulture sector, and now the renamed, quite appropriate, because you absolutely are key to the environmental improvements that we are committed to legally and morally. And the work that you're already doing, I've been able to enjoy that all of my life, but certainly professionally by visiting nurseries, is vital. And I want to ensure that we support your sector. Yes, we need to reduce the use of peat. And since 2011, I know that you've been particularly successful in doing that voluntarily. And I will continue to work with your sector, as will my officials, as we find those alternatives and ensure that there is a sustainable supply of peat-free alternatives. But we won't do that in a way that scuppers your sector. I certainly will not preside over something that scuppers your sector, because we need the horticultural sector, the environmental horticultural sector, to be buoyant, to be thriving, to be prosperous, to ensure that we meet our biodiversity net gains. Everything within the Environmental Improvement Plan for nutrient neutrality, to ensure that we plant 400 million more trees in this country, to improve the condition of our water, our air, and our soil. And I think most importantly, because gardening is often the start of people's journeys into ecology or other environmental sciences. And as we start to think about the skills for the future and the green jobs, and actually the real gap that we have in those skills, can I ask you all to think about how more you can upskill our country and engage with gardeners and everybody in the sector to work with government agencies and the private sector as well, because that's one of the real challenges we have, making sure that we've got enough people working in the sector to achieve all of society's aims and the legal targets that we have in DEFRA. So I hope I have clearly set out my personal passion and absolutely professional determination from our government department to ensure that we've got food on the tables from the horticultural sector, that we recognise the energy needs of glass houses, I know that's been a real challenge for you, and that we've got the skills for the future as well in horticulture. And let me just commend all of the work that you've done. I know many of your businesses are multi-generational. They've been created for well over a century, and let's ensure that we leave a fine legacy that even Capability Brown would be proud of. Thank you.
Minister, thank you very much. I think it's very encouraging for all of us to see your personal commitment as well as your official commitment as a minister.